Especially welcome listeners to this all-important radio discussion program, which will last for 30 minutes. Tonight, we shall be taking a look at issues surrounding very important things that will be happening tomorrow at the Bont Municipal Council Hall, all gearing towards a Bont Oyster Festival and what does it entail and the activities surrounding such radio discussion tonight. Stay with me for the next 30 minutes. I shall be taking a look at so many issues in our radio discussion program tonight, and I shall be talking to very important people, and our radio discussion program will last for 30 minutes. My name is Matthew Augustine Theophilus French. It's time to join Studio 2 now to bring you this all-important radio discussion program. Tonight, as I said, we shall be looking at the Bont Oyster Festival. What does it entail and why Oyster Festival? What is the necessity? What is the importance? Where are we going as a people of Bont Municipality? And what is the outcome of such important festival? First time in our municipality. So tonight we shall be looking at these issues, and with me in the studio I have Francis Mori from the United Kingdom. Francis, good evening and welcome to this 30 minutes radio discussion program.
Good evening, thank you.
Also, I have Dr. Richard Wadsworth. He's a professor. He's here with us in Studio 2. Good evening and welcome to this radio discussion program.
Thank you and good evening.
And I have our own brother, a son of the soil, Amara Kalu. Good evening. He shall be interpreting what Francis and Richard will be saying in our radio discussion program tonight. Good evening and welcome to this all-important radio discussion program.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Tonight we want to start our radio discussion program. First, I want to begin with you, Francis. It is new to us as a people of Bont when we are talking about Bont Oyster Festival. So we want to know, the people of Bont want to know, why Oyster Festival? What is the importance of this particular Bont Oyster Festival? What does it entail?
Well, the festival is part of a longer-term effort, a research project with a strong development focus. There are three partners involved in that. Myself, I lead the UK side of things from the University of Stirling. Professor Wadsworth, beside me, is the local lead from Najali University, and also who is on his way here tonight but can be with us, Dr. Salia Sanko, is the country coordinator from the University of Sierra Leone in Freetown. So the project is funded by the Darwin Initiative through the UK government. It was a three-year project. It's been extended for various reasons. It will run until October 2018. And the festival, we hope it's the first of many festivals. And the purpose of the festival, it's fun. It's a fun cultural event. We hope everybody will have a great time tomorrow. But it also has a serious side as well, a serious development side. Oysters have become an incredibly important part of people's livelihoods here. They complement the fishing, that's mainly the focus of the male population, and it's become very important for the women folk of Bont. So the project aims to understand how livelihoods can be improved by improved management of the oyster fishery as part of the marine protected area structure here in Bont. So we began the project by looking at ways of increasing production, and then we realized there are still a lot of oysters here. So the kind of production focus has kind of shifted a little bit. Pressure is growing, more people are harvesting oysters, so that may become important in the future, and so the work, you know, may have future relevance. But right now, the real aim of the project is about increasing the value of what women are harvesting at the moment. So to improve their livelihoods through increasing the income that they get from the same amount of oysters whilst having a sound environmental outcome as well. So we have people here looking at the impacts on the mangroves from oyster harvesting practices, but also processing as well. So the kind of things that we hope to do and be in a better position by the time we hope to have festival number two in 2018 is better understanding of what works in terms of using less fuel to process oysters, and also we're looking at branding the Bont Oyster product packaging, branding, value-added options. So tomorrow we have, for example, during the festival, we have a cooking competition, which will be great fun. We're all looking forward to it. But there's a serious side to that. It will be giving us information about what works and what might be most economically effective in terms of marketing here and further afield on the mainland.
Francis, you have made mention of so many important points in your discussion. And one I want to pick with you, you made mention of 3 years extension towards this particular project. Before going to Richard to know why Bont was included or why Bont was chosen for this festival issue, you made mention of this 3 years extension. Why?
Well, the project was originally 3 years. Sorry, maybe I wasn't clear, but we were delayed a little bit because of the Ebola crisis. So, you know, we've extended the project by an equivalent amount of time and a little bit more because we have some exciting sort of preliminary findings that we want to go on and work harder on with local people. So we're in that phase now where we're looking at the actual interventions, we might call them, the things that we can actually do with local people to test them and see if they're going to be economically successful.
Is this a kind of pilot phase?
It is. So we call it action research rather grandly. So it's collaborative research with local people, you know, but it's understanding their priorities, their constraints, and doing things that are grounded here and are more likely to work.
Let me just shift the discussion to Dr. Richard. You have heard the question I sent to Francis concerning why the festival this time around talking about oyster. So why Bont was chosen for such an important festival?
The main reason is that Bont is one of the last areas of the country where the mangrove forests are still in good condition. If you travel over much of the coast of Sierra Leone, the mangroves have been very badly damaged. And around Bont, they're still in very good condition. And this has been recognised by the establishment of the marine protected areas and the importance of the fisheries, not just for the people of Bont, but for the whole country. So many species of fish come and breed in and around Bont. And as well as the fish, many people rely on the oysters, and the oysters rely on the mangroves, and the fish rely on the mangroves. So it's a whole interconnected set of factors. And we, in this particular project, are trying to work out how we can improve the livelihoods of people, because the women that go out harvesting the oysters, they have a hard life. It's dangerous work. They get cut. Sometimes very bad things happen to them. And then when they get to the market, the money they get from their oysters is very minimal, is very low. They work very hard, very long hours, and they see very little reward. But if you go to some parts of this country, people will pay much more money for an oyster than they pay here in the local market. So it's how can we arrange that the people that do the hard work, the harvesters and the processors, see more of the benefit of this product. And that is one of the reasons for the cooking competition that we're holding tomorrow, which I hope is going to be very exciting, because instead of just selling your raw oyster, if you could sell a meal, maybe you could make more money. We want to see what the capabilities are, what the possibilities are there.
Now, Richard, you made mention of the involvement of women into the cutting of oyster and the difficulties they encounter. This project, does it have any way of, formally improving the lives of not only women, but men as well, who are involved into oyster cutting within the Bont district?
Well, as I say, one of the main focuses of the festival tomorrow is the cooking competition. And this is because if you can sell a plate of food, you can make much more money than if you're selling the raw product. And we want to know what it can be produced locally that would appeal to the wider population in Sierra Leone, the people in Freetown or Bow, or even further afield. And it's by what they call value-added addition. This is where we hope that the women will benefit, and also the men. I mean, there's no restriction on... in many places, and there's no restriction on who goes harvesting. But traditionally, men fish and women harvest oysters.
Let me just bring Amara into this discussion. You have heard from Francis and Richard on the importance of the Bond Oyster Festival. It is first of its kind in this municipality.
Now we nunga tenga ta joko tagu tu po mewe tagu timu oyster ya bagbango tigu mu na fa ipo majo mu le nga tisku pa wa mu mayi mu mu we sa lo se ke now we are ke pateye na ke ta bi ko po fi we ba me ke bi ko bi ko po ko ko yi bi nga yenge now we alu a bagu obi ma bu hu ma ko ngo.
We are going to round up the program tonight. I want to ask, beginning with you, Francis, now this new innovation and the you have already whetted the appetite of the people listening out there. And we shall be having a lineup of activities tomorrow, including what I heard Richard was talking about, the speed pulling. Is it contest? All that will be lined up for people tomorrow. So what will be your final words? What final words do you have to leave with the people of Bond District tonight?
I like to say I'm very excited about tomorrow and looking forward to seeing the creativity, the culinary creativity, and looking forward to seeing all those dishes, smelling, tasting them even. Can I also say that there's a few other people in our group I'd just like to mention. We have several students here from the University of Sierra Leone and UK, and you'll see them around for coming months. They're going to be working closely with Amara and the local team. And we also have Dr. Richard Quilliam, who's looking at some food safety issues around oysters as well. But please come along, have fun, have a great time, and we really look forward to seeing you all tomorrow.
Will you be happy to taste some of those good-looking dishes tomorrow?
I hope I get to taste the winning creations.
Richard, what would be your final words to people listening to us tonight?
As I said earlier, this is the first... As far as we're aware, this is the first food festival, the first oyster festival in Sierra Leone. So we're learning. So if anybody has any suggestions, any comments on how we could do it better next year, things we should include, things that could be done differently, then don't hesitate to come and talk to me or Amara or anybody on the team. We welcome any comments and suggestions. So please, if you think we could do something differently, do it better, let us know. Don't go and say, oh, well, they should have done this, they should have done that. Come and talk to us, please.
Amara, final message?
Hare, Mbudesia, Timey, Mongamuko, Nati me yima. Bimme he, bingima. Bingima be pela. Mwana my cup of mafa. Una ma go. Bekopuna bi pumahu. Bia be puma hu. Bu winia, bia bu wini. Bilosia, bia belosi. So Corneli, 12 o'clock sharp. Ye mena kpe. 12 o'clock ye mena kpele. Wa ungima, me yi bla. 12 o'clock, ukpe wa yena. Bi yona, 12 o'clock to 2 o'clock. Haina kpe, bebi yona, bimbanga, bilwa hea, 2 o'clock in dia, bimba inga, da bida me, mbanga tida me, kpe yana, joji sa gobu, gila kebeba baro. So bia bibi yena, ufu inga ge. Ubi esa penye ngwe mo henga kansu. Bi koko, bi make sure ke bi bielona, bi a kansu bato nyengona. De obi nyamoli, bako ke bi nyengona, ke bi ready ngwe mena yiva. 12 o'clock sharp, te abali. Nasi ana, ye mena tikboma, 2 o'clock, ke tiptuwa nasi ana kengo, ke ti hima fa. 12 registration ti hima te, na ti hima hitu, ta ubi ena koma. 12 o'clock ma ti hima te bima. So no bileti ya bililo taibie nye gila ke bileti ya bibie yema. Wawu meyima, 12 o'clock sharp. Wawu pulling, wawu ngoni na mguwama, 2 o'clock sharp, nugiba yena. Ti bibie ukoma. Bibie ona taibie ukoma, ke na wia mawe na biyema. Tokia weke nendela, ke halabla, Jobo my now boy away my back. Uhu lala. Muna ma vi and a babla ma vi. Can you be as in be angle in a guama cow beruama? Tarek cadi your boy. Who call red cadi tak and now we are going to go bafidia. Hale, Tire cadi via boy, Bajoji, Boile yelling, baby he bit of bomb bagati payma. Kakonele, bingo in a guama, speedy me a bit payma. Lele, I know. Did I tell Sipidi? Sipidi mandi mendeo, Sipidi. Papi ofo ofo, kwa mbanga bla. Bilua hee, tibi bla, benu blemi u. Ke, nyande mambu desi ama, kia kene ndema la wemu ma, 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock, kati uzoti isa, kbari ya. Nubia bilosi ya, ke bilosi ya. Buwini ya, ke buwini ya. Ke uli anyani, mungo mkwele, kopo ya na viva, wa vima ya ndeji uima. Ke kole, mau ni muye ndai ya, wuko, de igwana ma kake nende ya, ya kes, ina, ne male globo ye jitoto hai la mupema muko onunga na tine mole ngo tande ge enu ge atimu mo ya ge imi akini mape ke ye ta mupema ni na te hala hali hali mia so ke ma gina na poa ya nana hawa gwa te poa mia so mu poa yi we ma ke na munga te me ka gwina wa wuwo mama wa wuko ngo ile mama wa mu ne ma oli o so mu pe ma po nda ya fo epe ke mugu mu gbate panda ke ma se gwa u ma ma u gro gbate ma ma u gro gbe ma sina Nugbi akwama, mukwe muwa kialiga ubiye na savi. Waluwao, kenyande mawuma, umehe, nyananga efema, mwana ma efema, mukopo vima fa. Numbia buwini, biprize imia, belosi ya, kebia belosi. Ke konele, waluwa, awa, we, awusie, yokale amo maya, ukwele awa.
Many thanks to Francis Mori from the United Kingdom and Dr. Richard Wadsworth and our own son of the soil, Amara Kalo, for talking to our people tonight in this all-important radio discussion. We shall be looking forward to what will be an exciting and, of course, a splendid day tomorrow at the Bont Municipal Council. I want to see, well, can I just say to the contestant tomorrow that prepare yourself well because it's really going to be exciting and important. And can I just say many thanks again to our panelists for coming and talking to us in this.